Okay, I'm gonna do like one of those like old Disney Channel intros. My name is Leo Tafoya, and you are listening to Spill Those Thoughts. Welcome to Spill Those Thoughts, the second episode. First of all, I'm going to start off by saying how thankful and how happy I am by last week's appreciation and love shown all around. I put the episode up thinking maybe like, I don't know, like a couple friends and like a couple family members are going to be listening to it, but I got so many people that, and some people that I haven't even like spoken to in a while that were like, hey, that was really good. I was like, thank you. I was looking at the analytics and I literally saw like on the, it shows me like a map of everywhere, like every place where somebody listens to it. And I have people from San Francisco. I had people from, actually, let's pull it up. Actually, let's pull the map up and see the where people were tuning in to Spill Those Thoughts. But yeah, I'm super happy that people are enjoying it and that y'all like it and that y'all aren't annoyed by my voice. Let's see, analytics. So okay, I'm looking at, okay, so I had people obviously where we live, just because there's other people in other cities. I don't want to say exactly the city I live in because I don't want to, you know, anyways, but from out of state we had people from San Francisco, Toronto, Canada. That's out of country, guys. That's out of the freaking country. We had people from Washington, Atlanta, Texas. Somebody in, is that Tennessee? Yeah, somebody in Tennessee. Okay, wow. Guys, we're going international, you know, internationally is like, wait, okay, wait, I'm sounding so dumb right now. We're going nationwide. Like the freaking insurance. No, we're going across the nation, guys. No, but yeah, thank you to everybody who tuned in to last week's episode. I had so much fun recording it. I will say that episode was a little long. I will be doing probably not short episodes, but I'm saying like between like 40 to 50 minutes, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. This episode could run the same length as that one. But honestly, so here's the thing. I am recording this late. Yes, late an hour in like time, but like it's Thursday, which means that this episode is going up tomorrow. Well, in a couple hours. Yeah, tomorrow morning. The reason why, because guys, I'm exhausted this week. This week has drained me to the last bit. As y'all, I think I mentioned it in the first episode, how I was starting a new job, and I started the new job this week. And it's an adult job, guys. Like, I'm talking about going in at 8 in the morning, and I get off at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Oh my gosh. Literally an adult job. But yeah, I started this week and I'm sort of, I guess, I don't know, like it's not, I'm not like super, super tired, but like I'm not, I got so used to like after I graduated my schedule throughout the week where I slept in a lot and I didn't do much except the days that I worked, which were like 3 days a week. So this new schedule that I'm starting is kind of out of my comfort zone, really, because it's just, it's long days. So I go to work for the said time, but then still on certain days after work, I have to go to my college and do work hours for my ambassador class, ambassador program I'm a part of for my college. So like, I'm talking about, I leave home at 8 a.m. and I do not come back till 8 p.m. sometimes, because I have to go do that. Sometimes by this week, this is literally my first week, and I'm not complaining about the routine too much because it's not too bad, because while I'm doing my work hours, I get to do like my schoolwork that I have to do, or if I don't have schoolwork, I literally just chill for a bit, you know, and I don't know, reply to work emails now. Yeah, I have to reply to work emails and stuff like that and stay on track with my inbox and check my Microsoft Teams. Oh my gosh, I'm a freaking adult. I'm working a freaking corporate job now. But no, the job is great. I've been enjoying it. I have my own little office desk, and it's pretty enjoyable. The people I work with are nice. I've gotten to meet a lot of people, and the office where I'm at, it's medical related. So I had to buy scrubs, and I literally look like a doctor with my scrubs. I'm like, okay, very Dr. Tafoya. Yeah, so I had to buy scrubs, and I wear those. It's like a specific schedule that we have to follow throughout the week, like a certain color on a certain day. But I have my own little like office space, and I've just been going to do like training. It's not too bad. I enjoy it, and the office where we're at is really nice. Like you walk in and it like, it's like so like clean and so like it looks all, it's all like new. It's really nice. It's not a bad job. And I've been preparing lunches and like my lunches and not meal prepping necessarily, because it's not really meal prepping, but I just the night before, like right now, I'm like literally sitting, well, almost laying. I'm like slowly sliding down and laying more in my bed. I am fully ready to go to bed after I record this. I'm literally recording this. I'm spilling my thoughts for the week. And I'm publishing this and getting it ready for tomorrow morning, and to bed it is, because I have to be up bright and early. Actually, so I this week I've had this TikTok. I guess it's a meme. I don't know if it's considered a meme. But this TikTok that went viral a while back, and it was about that, I don't know her name, but it's some makeup girl, and she was like, I just got done with my work. Try being an influencer for a day. Try being an influencer for a day. I bet you couldn't do it. I've had that in my mind, like stuck with me having this new job. I'm like, try doing my job for a day. Try doing it. It's not complicated. I mean right now I'm still training, so I don't know how complicated it's gonna be really, but so far it's not too bad. I've just been like taking notes and watching little videos and all this stuff. It's not too bad, guys. Actually, so yeah, well, what was I saying? Oh yeah, I'm like in bed, like so ready. I brushed my teeth, I packed my lunch, everything's ready for tomorrow morning. It's Friday, weekend, start of the weekend. I'm looking forward to having weekends off now. Oh my gosh. And you know what I was thinking the other day? How So I got this, I thought of this because my friend Macy said this. She told me a couple weeks ago about how she also wanted to get weekends off or something, or some like a specific combination of days off. But I was thinking how I also have weekends off. If I ever want to go like on a little quick weekend like trip or something, I can now. Like, I used to not be able to do, I would not be able to do that because I worked weekends. I have weekends off now. So like if I ever, cause like I mentioned the first episode, I want to travel a little more, even if it means taking a road trip somewhere, like up to the mountains or down to the beach. It's like I can leave Friday afternoon, be there Saturday, Sunday, come back Sunday night. I'm ready for work again. Like, are you kidding? Like, that's like amazing. I mean, yeah, it's not like crazy. Like I get like a week or something, but it's a little trip, you know, and trip is a trip. But I was thinking about that, and I feel like that's super like nice to have that, like convenience of having weekends off. I still haven't experienced a weekend off yet. So, but this weekend, I'm going to love having my weekend off for sure. Oh my goodness. And also, never mind. I was going to say about my pay, how I don't get paid this pay period because I started late. Man. I need the money. Honestly, I need the money. I came back from vacation and I obviously have not been working. So my checking account has been it hasn't been eating. It stayed the same. Well, not the same, because I've bought stuff. I guess, especially having to drive to class and back and going to my coffee shops to get my matcha and stuff, all this stuff, just gas is essential, guys. It really is. Right before this too, completely off topic. This is completely off topic. Oh, I just disconnected my lights. Man, that can stay like that. And there goes my charger. Okay. Anyways, before this, I was actually watching the live stream because like right now as I'm speaking, over in Los Angeles, or I think it's like Inglewood, California, they're having like a concert for the fire, like to raise money for fire relief for the Palisades, Los Angeles fires. And the lineup is crazy for the show. Literally freaking crazy. Let me look it up. So Fire Aid concert lineup. It is literally like, well, some of these I'm like, okay, whatever, but like specific ones I'm like, dang, this is crazy. First of all, Billie Eilish, Gracie Abrams, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Olivia Rodrigo, Tate McRae, Stevie Wonder, Joni Mitchell, Stevie Nicks, like all these people literally in one concert. That's like really nice. And then it's for a really good cost too. So like I was watching because they're doing a like live stream of the show, and it's, well, okay, here's the thing. I was thinking about that, how like a lot of people probably bought like a ticket, obviously to help support for the fire relief. But, like there's like, I know there's people there who are like, they went for one person, like to go see like one person, but like since there's so many people, I think there's like at least like 25 people lined up or something like that. Each artist only gets like two songs. Like Alanis Morissette just went on while I was like right before I started recording this. She only sang two songs, so like they barely get any time to sing, obviously, because I mean it can only go for so long. But yeah, so I actually made a list of things that I guess wanted to talk about, so I could like keep it a little bit more, not put together, but just a little more not as chaotic as last time. I talked about the fire aid relief show. I talked about my new job. Let's see. Oh yeah, so I'm gonna get a little serious here for a second. So I wanted to talk about, because I felt this is super important, and me having this podcast now, and all of us, because probably everybody that listens to this, almost everybody, probably has some form of social media, whether it be Facebook, whether it be Instagram, whether it be TikTok, whether it be Red Note, like me, get on Red Note, guys, again. Any form of social media, having that platform, even if you have 20 followers, even if you have 10 followers, you still have followers. That is still people who view your stories and take something away from that. And especially in this day and age where it's so easy to spread information and see things, hear news in a very accessible way. It's very important to use those platforms for good and to advocate for the things that we feel passionate about, and to advocate for the issues that are really important to us and that are really important to shine light on. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about this whole, the whole thing that's happening right now in the United States with these mass deportations, and sort of, it's almost, I posted a couple days ago and I did say how this is very much, it's a racial issue and a discriminatory issue, happening against the Hispanic, Latino, Mexican community. And I also wanted to clarify this as well, because I saw a post a couple days ago how it was like, we need to not just shine light, and we need to shine light on what's happening with the Hispanic community, what's happening against the Hispanic community, but also keep in mind that when it comes to these immigration issues and the things happening in this country, there are other immigrants from around the world, whether that be Asian, whether that be like Indian or African American, or anywhere in the world, really. And you know, we have to keep an open mind that there are also people who are being affected by this, because there's these people putting us in these boxes and saying, oh, you're this race, or you're this, you don't belong here in this country. First of all, I'm gonna say to people who say that, this country is literally nobody's besides the indigenous native people who lived here and whose land this was and whose land got stolen from. So really nobody has that right to say, get out of my country, you are not welcome here, you are an illegal immigrant. Everybody here is an immigrant. Everybody here that is not Native American or indigenous is an immigrant, because this is stolen land that we're on. Anyways, as I was saying, with the Hispanic issue that is happening right now, it's really sad to see my people, my Mexican culture be treated, seeing people be treated like they're not humans. Like they're just being used for their own convenience, for other people's convenience. And then when you're done with them, you just want to throw them out. Before I start that conversation, I wanted to read something that I came across on today on Red Note. Which is why this little, it was like a little video, but I typed down, oh my gosh, and I didn't write down her name, like the person who posted this. I wanted to say who they were so that I could give them credit for this amazing video, because this is one of the reasons why this came up to my mind today, that I was like, I really want to talk about this. And also, me being Mexican, I just feel like it's something very important that I wanted to talk about, because it's something that's affecting people I know. It's something that's affecting lots of people here in where I live. It's just really frustrating. I cannot find it, guys. I can't find it. Well, I have it written down. I just can't find the person who posted it so that I could show you guys. So I could, like, give her some credit where credit is deserved, because she really opened my eyes, because I was aware, like, I was, like, I had thought of how this is very true. But anyways, let me read it to you. Oh, found it. Okay, so anyways, so this is what she said. I basically wrote it down so I could read it out. This is posted by her name, on Red Note, is Dietitian Anna. She's Mexican American registered dietitian. Anyways, so she said, to those who don't want our people, I encourage you to fully commit. Stop eating our food. Stop eating tacos, enchiladas, and salsas. Stop drinking margaritas, tequila, and stop celebrating Cinco de Mayo. You don't get to enjoy our culture without respecting our people. Chances are your favorite Mexican restaurant is run by immigrants. Chances are the vegetables on your plate were picked by an immigrant. And chances are your nurse, doctor, or dietitian is a product of an immigrant. You can't benefit from the fruit of our labor and then tell us to get out, because we are more than just cheap labor and a boost to your economy. We are human beings. Humans bring culture, humans that bring culture, delicious food, music, love, and knowledge to this country. And we are here to stay. Con mucho amor y un chingo de sazón. Dietitian Anna. So, yeah, I read that and I was like, yes, that's just a perfect way of sort of saying that, because a lot of these people who are like, get these immigrants out of here, this and that, and supporting these nasty, horrifying, scary things happening in the U.S. right now, are the very people that on Tuesdays go out and get tacos from Taco Bell and consider themselves Mexican. Or the very people who, when it's Cinco de Mayo, they're over here trying to act like they're Mexican. Or they're the ones bringing out the guacamole sauce for when their football game comes on. Or just all these things that they're so good at taking our culture and exploiting it to their own convenience. But when it comes to these issues, they're like, get them out of here. That's not how this runs. If you do not like us, then do not steal our culture. Do not take things that come from our culture and pick and choose for your own convenience and throw the human beings off to the side. No, that's just not acceptable. I was getting into it, guys. But yeah, it's really important. Like I said, if you have a platform, if you have social media, like I said, even if you have 2 followers, 1 follower, that is somebody following you. And it is so important to, if you see posts, wait, I have to take a sip of water. Anyways, if you see a post about something shedding light on the issue, or like those posts that have like instructions or tips if you are an immigrant, how to deal with situations, your legal rights, stuff like that, repost that. Especially if you are Hispanic, Mexican, Latino, it is so important that you repost, you post, and you bring to light what is really happening in this country. Another thing that I've seen going around while all of this is happening is this this little quote here, and I think this is so true, especially to the people who are non-Mexican. It says, so don't let your privilege blur your empathy. Just because it's not your struggle doesn't mean it's not real. Stay aware, stay humble, stay real. If this issue that is going on in the United States does not affect you in any way, do not take it as a, oh, I'm fine, since I'm not dealing with this, it doesn't affect, it's not going to bother me. No, because if you have friends who you know their parents are immigrants, or you know that they're dealing with in some way this is affecting them, then you should be worried as well. You should have empathy and reach out to those people. Or if you see something about, I don't know, I guess ICE or something in the nearby town or something, inform them. You know, stay aware of the issues going around or happening around you, because even if it's not affecting you, you can be that person that gives the other person that it is affecting the heads up, or that little, or just like a little, a beacon of light to what's happening. You know, I just like, it's so important to just speak about it and, not let any of these issues die away. You know, like, make sure people are staying. No, I said that wrong. Not let any of these issues die away. Yes, we want these issues to go away, because everything that's happening in this country right now, it's just a mess, guys. I don't like it here. But yeah, anyways, I wanted to talk about that, because I thought that was something that's very important that needs to talk about. And like I said on my first episode, I don't want to get too political on this podcast, but when things like this are happening, or when your life, especially right now in this country, is so heavily revolved around these issues that are happening, it's very hard to not talk about it, especially me being Mexican and having this podcast and having my Instagram and all this stuff. I want to be able to talk about it and let other people know. Because there's people out there who don't have the same accessibility to things like I may have them, you know? So yeah, very important to talk about things. So I also want to talk about my favorites of the week. Full 360, full change of topic here, guys. But I want to talk about my favorites of the week. I figured this could be like a little segment on the podcast. I'm going to start off because I wrote down one thing, but there's probably a couple things if I think about it. But the main favorite of the week, and this is so random and so weird for this to be a favorite of the week, rice. Oh my goodness, I freaking love rice, especially this week. Really the past 2 weeks, but specifically this week, has brought has opened a newfound love for rice. I've always loved rice. Ever since I was little, my mom, if she would cook something and there was rice and beans, I could just eat rice and beans. Give me a tortilla, give me some salsa roja, give me some rice and beans, I will eat that up. Literally just that. But when I say rice, I mean, so I've been making just normal plain white rice. Just plain white rice. And I make a lot of it. Well, not a lot of it, but a decent amount of it. And there's so many endless possibilities with plain white rice. You can stir fry it. You can make some curry and eat it with your curry. You can make some chicken teriyaki and eat some of your rice with it. You can make some beef bulgogi, eat some rice with it. You can literally get some seaweed, you can get some seaweed, put some white rice on there, get like a little, one of those surimi crabs, put it on there. Literally endless possibilities to make with rice. And I think that's just so amazing and such a great, great way to, I guess, meal prep. Because like I said, how I've been packing my lunches, that's like a really good thing to have if you're meal prepping. Because you can literally combine rice with so many things. You could just eat it plain like that too. Like, I love rice, especially this week. It's been one of my favorites. And actually, talk about meal prepping. I've tried to do meal prepping so many times. So I think it was like 2 months ago, I made meal prep for like 4 days, or it was like 4 or 5 days. And it was this bomb ass chicken and rice. It was like a chicken teriyaki and some rice and some green, like sauteed green beans. It was so freaking good. But the thing about meal prep is that I can only eat so much of it before I get tired of it. I made it for like 5 days, and by the third day I was like, okay, what the heck? Where's other food? It was good, but like I just got so tired of it by the third day that I was like, I cannot do meal prepping. It's fun in theory because you get to cook up all your food. And I tried to do it with like breakfast and lunch, like having a meal prep for breakfast and a meal prep for like lunch or dinner. But, and like for breakfast is different because I feel like for a lot of us, our breakfast is like a consistent, it's like a, it's almost the same most of the time. Like for me, sometimes a breakfast is like a yogurt. Because I get these, oh my gosh, if you're looking for, I'm getting distracted about like different things, but like if you go to Trader Joe's, get their cashew milk yogurt. Oh my goodness, it is so freaking good. I got it like probably like 4 months ago, and it was so freaking delicious. And I got it like right before I started work, I went to Trader Joe's and I got like freaking like 8 of them. I got like, they have strawberry and vanilla, and I get those yogurts, and then I get some granola, some like vanilla granola with almonds. Oh my gosh, it's so freaking good. Honestly, Trader Joe's is the best place to go shop for food. I personally think it is so like just amazing. Their selection of frozen stuff is so crazy. Like, it's so crazy. It's, they have so many things from different cuisines. Like, they have those chicken soup dumplings. They are so freaking good. I get, every time I go to Trader Joe's, I have to get those chicken soup dumplings. I have to get the kimbap. Oh my gosh, I freaking love that stuff. I have to get the kimbap, those cashew milk yogurts. I always get their croissants. Their croissants are so good. I just love Trader. Okay, that's another favorite of the week. Trader Joe's. I love that store so much. I actually applied there. I was still working at my grocery store job, but I applied there and I was like, I need to leave this other job. And go figure, as you may assume, because I don't work there right now, I didn't get the job. Well, okay, so I filled out the application. Okay, I'm not gonna say this because I don't want people to think that I interviewed and didn't get the job because they didn't like me. No, I didn't even get a interview because apparently, so I went in, I just went into shop like a normal person, and I had been looking online to see if they were hiring, but I didn't see anything anywhere. I didn't see applications anywhere. I didn't like anything. So that time I went in the store after I finished shopping, I was like, hey, would y'all happen to be hiring? And the person and the customer service guy was like, so we're actually not hiring right now, but it was almost time for like the holiday season. Like it was like, I think it was before Thanksgiving or something. And he was like, but whenever the holiday season starts, we are definitely going to be looking for some people. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll come back then. He was like, no, take this application, fill it out, bring it back to me, and if we need people, we'll give you a call. Never got a call back. Actually, I did get a call once from an unknown number, and I think that might have been them. I just never answered, and I never called back. I do not know why. That's crazy. That just came to my mind. Like, so if I would have answered the call, and if it was them, and I did get the job, I would be working at Trader Joe's right now. My life would be completely different. In the sense that I would be working at a different place, still at a grocery store, but a grocery store I very much love. But I thought about, I that just came to my mind, how crazy it is how one little thing like that can completely change the trajectory of however your future. Like, if I would have answered that one call, I probably would have not went on vacation, because I would have just started working there not so long ago, so I would have not felt okay to ask off for a whole month. Wow, that's crazy. And I would have been working there, and honestly, working there seemed pretty fun. After I turned in the application, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to work at Trader Joe's. So I went home and I looked up first day of work at Trader Joe's on TikTok. And I was scrolling through there trying to see what people's reviews were of working at Trader Joe's. And I got excited because for their new employees, they get like a bag full of t-shirts, like jackets, or a jacket. I think if you're hired during like the cold time, you get like a jacket. Jacket and all these other little like goodies. I was like, that looks fun. I want that. Honestly, I wanted the job just for the t-shirts. Cause they got like, it was like freaking like 6 t-shirts. I was like, dang. No, but yeah. And they get to wear like shorts to work. I love wearing shorts. Now I have to wear scrubs. It wasn't too bad. But oh my gosh, our scrubs freaking expensive. The good thing is that my company paid for them. I only paid for one because it fell out of, I get like a voucher with a certain amount of how much I can spend. I went over the budget. but so they paid for two of the scrubs. I only paid for one of them, but they're expensive. The one I paid for, because you have to buy the bottoms and the tops separate, that was just $50 alone for those. I was like, oh my gosh. And then you have to get them embroidered with the company name and all this stuff. I was like, this is crazy. But they're actually comfortable. I had to buy a black set, a gray set, and a royal blue set. Why not navy blue? The royal blue one is so freaking bright. I do not like the color. It makes me look big. Yes. So I personally like the black one and the gray one because they make me look skinny. No, but yeah. And then on Fridays, I can wear jeans and a company t-shirt. But I think on Fridays, because so every other Friday, I have to go to that ambassador class. But for that class, we have to dress up like not formal, like business casual. And on Friday, since we don't have to wear scrubs at work, I think Fridays I'm just going to wear business casual because I like my business casual clothes. It's been like 3 weeks in a row that I've worn business casual on a Friday. And I like it. I like my dress shoes. I like my khaki pants and my shirts. I actually went to, oh my gosh, I went to TJ, okay, not TJ Maxx. I just thought about this. Ranking of stores, of clothing stores that I like going to. Marshall's, TJ Maxx. Oh, wait. Yeah, so Marshall's is first. I love Marshall's. We're going to get back to Marshall's. Like, we're going to go back to that topic because this is where I was going to talk about. But Marshall's is number one top store that I go to find clothes. Love that store. TJ Maxx is fine, but their selection for men is so much smaller than Marshall's. I can never find anything there. The store I do not like, though, I just have like a, it's like a hate towards this store. Maybe because every time I walk in there, I get like a headache because it's always so messy and there's always a million kids in there making noise. I just do not like Ross. Oh my goodness. That store, I cannot stand it. Ross Dress for Less. I can't stand that store. Anyways, back to Marshall's. Marshall's is another favorite of the week because I always find so much stuff in there. Specifically, when was it? It was sometime last week. I think it might have been Sunday or Saturday. I think it was Sunday. Yeah. I went to Marshall's with my parents and wow, did I hit the jackpot. I found some shirts and I found a jacket. It's like a black plain jacket, but it's so freaking comfy. It's so freaking nice. I love it. The thing that I realized when I got home though is I think the jacket is a women's jacket. But it fits me perfectly fine. I love the fit of how it fits on me. It's just perfect. The reason why I say it might be a women's jacket, because I don't know if this is true or not. I think it is. But on women's clothes, it's on the left. Yeah, I think that's what it is. On men's clothes, the buttons and the zippers are on the right. And on women's clothes, the buttons and zippers are on the left. I think that's what it is. Or it might be the opposite way. I don't know if that's true even, but I think it is. Or I don't even know if that's true. I grew up hearing about how that's a thing. So I just assume that's a thing. And on this jacket, the zipper is on the left. Like, the little thing that zips it up is on the left. So that's why I'm like, I think this is a women's jacket. But it was in the men's section, and there was plenty more of those in different sizes. So I was like, huh, maybe that's why. Because I think I heard somewhere how Marshalls is where, like, clothes from different brands go. They, like, Marshalls buys them, and they sell them there because the company either found, like, the smallest little tiny defect on it. Like, literally the smallest little tiniest thing. It's literally, it's so unnoticeable. Or it was just, like, overstock or stuff like that. I don't know if that's true, too. But, yeah, so I got that jacket. And then I found this shirt. Oh, my goodness. It's this blue shirt. I have it. It's, like, somewhere over there, but I don't feel like getting out of bed. It's so perfect. I don't think I've ever, besides I have this shirt from Zara. It's like this plain black shirt, but I love that shirt with my whole being. This new shirt that I got is being added to that list. That shirt is so freaking nice. It's like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's like almost, it's like a boxy fit. Not boxy. No, I'm not even going to try to describe it. I love it. It's amazing. It's blue. I think it's blue with white, and it's from Urban Outfitters. Yeah. So I got it at Marshall's, and it's literally from Urban Outfitters. Which while I was trying it on, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to go on Urban Outfitters and find this shirt on there and see if they sell other types of shirts like this, because this shirt is literally perfect. I love it. I got that, and then I got this almost like formal dressy type sweater that I think I might wear to work tomorrow, since it's Friday, for my business casual, because it's like almost, it's giving business casual. But I got that, and it's amazing. Actually, I just thought about this too, how tomorrow this episode is going to go up. And tomorrow is also my sister's birthday, my middle sister's birthday. Well, so my middle sister, she's my older. Both of my sisters are older than me. I'm the youngest. Yeah. Also, I think I said I had sisters in the first episode, but yes, I do have sisters, guys. Actually, I did, because I talked about my crash. Yeah. If you haven't listened to my first episode and you want to hear about my, it wasn't even a crash, bruh. If you want to hear about my incident with my car, go listen to the first episode. But yeah, I have two sisters. They are older than me. And tomorrow is one of their birthdays. So happy birthday to my sister, Celeste. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Celeste. Happy birthday to you. I'll be seeing her tomorrow after work, probably. She'll be over here at the house. I don't know what we're going to do, actually. I heard talks about my mom making enchiladas. I don't know if that's true. I think she said something about that the other day, but I don't know if she's going to come through with that. But she better, because now it's in my head about that. Now I want that to eat. But yeah, so it's going to be her birthday in 2 hours, because it's currently 10:23, guys. It's pretty late. As I said, I'm recording this really, really late. But yeah, I have two sisters, and they're both married. So I live with my parents by myself. I don't have anybody here, any of my siblings here anymore. It's been a while since they've been married, so I'm, like, used to having the house to myself with my parents now. They come really often, so I see them a lot. And my oldest sister calls me almost every day, like, a million bazillion times a day. If you're listening to this, Vanessa, hi. But yeah, she calls me like a million gazillion times a day, but I see them pretty often. So it's like they're basically still here. But yeah, and also my mom doesn't want to redo one of my sister's room, her room, to like do something, because I want that room to be my like office space, because after I'm done training in person, I'll be coming home and I'll be working from home. This guy needs an office space, because I already know that if I set up, because I don't have a desk in my room, I have my like cabinet dresser, not dresser, it's one of those like cubicle organizer dresser looking things, and my side table and a bench and the chair. I don't have a desk in my room. So even if I do get a desk, which, talking about desk, when I want to buy one of those like electric like adjustable rising desk. I don't know if you've seen those, how it's like they have those little buttons where you can like press, like assign a specific height of how tall you want it, and you just press it and it rises up and you can like stand up, because I don't want to be sitting all the freaking time, because I know my butt's gonna hurt. So I want to be able to stand up and do work, and I want to buy okay, I'm like getting ahead of myself, but I also want to buy one of those little like it's like basically like a treadmill that like you walk on so that you can like get your steps in while you're doing work. I want to get one of those. As I said that, I did my hands like I'm walking, like at a jogging pace. But yeah, I don't have anywhere to set my, like, because we have like downstairs, I guess there's like a little like, I guess, office space, quotation mark office space, because there's like a table, and that's where I have my desktop screen that I have whenever I like connect my computer down there so that I can do like schoolwork. But like, I don't want to be down in the basement. Like, that's just like so sad down there. It's not sad, but like, there's no windows in our basement, so it's gonna feel like it's dark the whole time. I want somewhere where there's windows. But as I was saying, if I set a desk up in my room, I'm gonna have the temptation to run to my bed and go to sleep, especially if I wake up early. So I want to use your room. Celeste, if you're listening to this, can I please use your room as my office? Please, please. She already has a desk in there and stuff, and that's where I've been going to for the past couple weeks since I started this semester. I've been going into her room and doing my work on her, like, on her desk and stuff. But I would much, and there, but there's a bed in there, which also tempts me. I've caught myself so many times where I lay down on the bed and I start watching a show or something instead of doing work. But yeah, I need a dedicated, specific spot for me to do my work, but that there's sunlight coming in so that I can get sunlight. Also that I was thinking about that today, and I was talking about this with my coworker today, about how working from home as an idea is great, but once you're actually working from home, me personally, I'm excited about it, but like, I'm enjoying waking up. Well, enjoying is far stretched, but I like the routine of waking up and going somewhere to get your work done. And then it's like, I don't know, that routine of me having a routine feels comforting to me. And once I start working from home, I'll be getting up and logging on to my computer and doing my work. And then I'll go, obviously, I mean, I'll have to still go to college to do my school and then get my work hours. But actually going into an office and doing my work in an office, I just feel like it's so much more rewarding than doing your work from home. I might feel different once I start working from home, because I'll be like, this is amazing because I don't have to go anywhere. Also, it's amazing because I won't have to spend as much gas. Woo! Less money for gas. I won't have to spend as much money for gas, because I won't have to be driving freaking like 40 minutes to work every day. It's really like 30 minutes. But so I guess it has its pros and it has its cons. But I don't know. I guess I just have to start actually working from home and see how I like it. Because I don't think with the company that I'm working for, I don't think I can, as the position that I'm doing, I don't think I can actually work. Like once I start actually my designated job that I got the job for, I don't think you can work in office. Maybe you can, I don't know, but I'm not even gonna mess with that. I kind of do enjoy working from home, and I haven't even done it. I might enjoy working from home, and also I get an hour lunch break. Oh my gosh, that's so freaking amazing. I love that. During my lunch break today, I was eating my food and I watched like 4 episodes of The Nanny, the show I'm watching. Like, this is amazing. I get such a good lunch. And because of my last job, most of the time I would only take a 15-minute break, which I technically was supposed to take a 30-minute break, but I just took a 15 because I was trying to get the hours in since I worked so little at the last job. But yeah, the last one only took either a 30 or a 15. And 15 goes by in like a blink of an eye. And 30 does too sometimes. But having the hour is so convenient. And plus with that, if I ever don't bring lunch, I can actually go somewhere to pick up food and come back and still have enough time to eat it. Because when I used to do that at my old job, if I decided to go get food from somewhere, by the time I drove to the spot, ordered the food, got the food, came back to work, and sat in my car to eat it, or even if I parked in the parking lot of the place, my time was almost up that if I parked over there, I wouldn't enjoy my food like I wanted to because I would have to rush back to get back in time to clock in. Or if I was at the parking lot at my job, by the time I got back, I would only have like 5 minutes to eat it. I didn't like that. But now I actually have enough time to drive somewhere and eat my food and enjoy it. No, but yeah. Anyways, there's not much else that I actually want to talk about today because, guys, I'm actually getting really tired. By the time I record the next one, I'm going to definitely try to record this earlier in the week. The reason I didn't, because I wanted to record this yesterday, but yesterday I had so many freaking things. I didn't get home. I think it was like 8:30 by the time I got home, or 8. Because I did my work hours until the last minute I could. Like, I stayed there to be able to get stuff done. And I did my last work hours of the week today so that I wouldn't have to stay. Like, I could get out of work and come straight home tomorrow. But I'm definitely going to try to record this, like record these episodes, the podcast, sooner in the week. And then, I mean, because this first week of, I started on a Tuesday, so I didn't, on Monday, I was trying to do all my errands. Like on Monday, I went to the, on Monday, I went to the scrub place to pick my, like get my scrubs and stuff. And I went to run a bunch of errands, so, and I didn't work, but since I was so busy, I didn't record it. And then I've had work all week. I've had work hours for college all week. It's been a busy week. I even had a meeting for one of my clubs today. I wasn't able to go because it was smack dab in the middle of work. So, but yeah, I almost forgot one thing. Word of the day. As you may remember on my first episode, I said how, as another one of my segments for each podcast episode, I want to do a quick little word of the day. Today's word of the day is random. I looked it up and I was like, what the heck? So the thing about this too is that it's like there's so many websites, and every website has a different word of the day. like Merriam, the Merriam-Webster one has one, dictionary.com, the New York Times, vocabulary.com. There's so many freaking words of the days. But I think I'm going to go off with the one. I think I'm going to go with the one from the Merriam-Webster because I feel like, I mean, that's, isn't that the dictionary? They know what they're doing over there. But today's word of the day for January 30th, 2025 is audition. Yes. Like an audition you go to for something. And it has a meaning here. And it says what it means. An audition is a short performance to show the talents of someone, such as an actor or a musician, who is being considered for a role in a play, a position in an orchestra, etc. When I saw this, it's like the band kid in me got PTSD. Because if you were in band at any point in middle school, high school, or you are in college and you're still in band. Well, in high school specifically, there's these things called honor bands where you basically go and you play at college. You audition at colleges, like local colleges or colleges in your state. Even out of state. You can go out of state, but I never did out of state. And you basically compete with other kids around the state, wherever they come from, to get a spot in their honor bands. And then you have, this is really cool, if you don't get a spot, you just went and you spent your whole day auditioning and you have to leave. Bummer. But if you get a spot, you get to be a part of that band, but you have 2 days, technically three, but the first day is the same, that first day of rehearsals is the same day as your audition. So you only audition for the night, like during the night. And I'm talking about like for these honor bands, you go in 8 a.m, you don't leave till like 10 p.m. Like it's a whole day thing because you only have technically 2 days to learn the music and play a whole entire concert with these random people that you've never played with before, that you've never met. But after doing it so many times, like me, after going to honor bands since middle school through high school, a lot of the people that I ended up in honor bands with were people that I had already seen at other honor bands. So it's almost like you do know each other after years of doing it, because it's almost always the same people. Like, yes, you get the occasional new freshman, but a lot of the times they are the same people and you start recognizing people after so many times of doing honor bands. But yeah, you have literally 2 days to learn music and you get a director. It's like they pick the college that's hosting the honor band picks these directors and they are like renowned. Sometimes they're like renowned directors from across the state. Sometimes it's a random high school director that had that weekend free, so they opted into to helping out with that. But it was really fun. So when I saw this, it was fun, but it was stressful. When I saw the word of the day, audition, I was like, oh crap, that brings me back to my band days when I would have to audition for honor bands or like all county. That's where you would audition for a spot in the all county band, which was a band composed of the best players from your county, your like school, like your school district's county, or your school's county, whatever county your school belonged to. And they always only pick the best students. I never got a spot in that band. I'm like throwing myself in the, and I'm throwing my shade to myself. I just never got in that band. And then I never auditioned for Allstate because that's just too much. That's like the best of the best in the whole state. And they form a band. You have 2 days. Every single one of these is the same concept. It's like you have 2 or 3 days to learn the music and then put a concert on the last day. I never tried out for Allstate because I was like, I'm never going to get a spot. So why even bother? I know that sounds so like, oh, but you should try it. Even though, what if you do, like, what if you do get a spot? No. Because you have to memorize your scales. You have to, the music you have to learn is crazy. I never even bothered. What are other auditions I did that I've done in my Winter Guard audition. In high school, I was in the Winter Guard, which was so freaking fun. It's basically, if you've ever seen a marching band, they have color guard, which are the people with the flags, spinning flags and tossing flags. Winter Guard is basically that, but just those people. And it's a competitive sport. It's held, it's indoors, so it's not outside, so you're not freezing outside in the winter. But it's inside, and you compete with other schools' teams across the state. Some come out of state, but you make a show, and I was in it for 2 years. I was in it for my junior and senior year. Junior year show we did, we called it the water show. It was like themed around water. We got a bunch of good trophies for that one. That show was amazing. My senior year, we did a show called Hunted. It was good, but every time we performed it, we thought it was amazing. Cause you also have props and stuff. So like, there's like wooden props, and it's, you go all out for that. Some schools come in with like metal structures. Like one year, my junior year, a Winter Guard group did a Oz theme. I think it was Wicked theme. I think it was Oz theme. I can't remember. It's something to do with the Wizard of Oz. And they pulled up with a freaking, it was a metal witch hat, like humongous. And they were like climbing on it, and it was crazy. Some schools go all out, but for the Hunted show, we had these trees, like these wooden trees, that props, and it was basically like it was like a spin, I guess, on Red Riding Hood. Not really Red Riding Hood, but like it was like good people, bad people in the woods, and the good people were being hunted by the technically bad, the hunters. And then at the end, it's like, oh, plot twist, everybody is a hunter, everybody's hunting for any, basically that. But at every show we went to, we got good ratings and we got trophies, this and that. But when we listen, because the judges record tapes and give you feedback, when we listen back to them, or whenever like our director listened back to them, she was like, they're all saying that they don't get it. And they would all be like, we just don't understand it. Like, we don't understand what's going on. And that might have been our fault for not executing the show well enough, but it's not that hard to understand, people. Come on. Anyways, yeah, that's another audition. I really haven't had to audition for too many things, just like band and Winter Guard. And is that it? I think so. But yeah, that's the word of the day, audition. If you have had to audition, if you're listening to this and you want to participate in that, think of things that you've auditioned for. I don't know if a lot of people, I mean, like if you were in theater, you've had to audition for plays and stuff. I could not do that. I love watching plays. I love watching musicals, but I cannot audition for a play. I don't know. I love singing. I love singing and performing, but like something about a one-on-one audition like that with, and I guess you might be like, well, but you audition one-on-one for like music stuff, like bad stuff. But I don't know. I feel more vulnerable auditioning with my voice than auditioning with an instrument. By the way, I don't think I've said it, but in high school, I played saxophone, the alto saxophone. I played that since 7th grade, and it's sitting right there, like, in front of me, like, by my door here in my room. I haven't played it in, I think it's been like, I played it like once after I graduated, and that's it. So it's just sitting there, and I probably should take it out and clean it and check to make sure there's nothing wrong with it, but I'm too lazy to put it up, to put it together, especially now that I'm getting home so late and I barely have time to do stuff. But yeah, I definitely should check on that. But yeah, I played alto saxophone, and I always got outshined by our first chair player, Mr. Joshua Santos. He was like, I don't know if, I haven't talked to him about this music in a while, so I don't know if he still plays a saxophone, but his whole family are saxophone prodigies, and so he's a saxophone prodigy himself. He plays it amazingly. I can never beat him to get first chair. When he in days that he wouldn't show up to school, I would sit first chair. I would feel special. No, but yeah, Josh is amazing. He's an amazing player. I don't know if he still plays the saxophone or not. Joshua Santos, amazing player. But yeah, that's pretty much about it. I don't know if you have any, again, like I said, if you have any suggestions for segments or topics that you'd like me to hear talk about more, definitely comment and give me feedback about what you want to hear more. Again, like I said, just reiterating on what I was talking about earlier with issues happening around the world. Remember, we all have a voice. We all have the power to speak out and make issues and bring to light issues that are happening in the world. Again, I mean, use your voice for good. If you're going to post and spread negativity and be supporting these hateful, disgusting things happening, then don't even bother, because there's already so much negativity in this world. We need as much positivity as we can. To shine positivity and bring to light the real issues that are happening, you know. But quickly before I end the episode as well, I want to quickly talk about how, guys, we need to get real. We need to take care of this world that we are living in. Like, I'm being so for real. It's really sad to see how much progress has been made throughout the years, and it's really sad to see how so quickly it's being reversed. What is that sound? Gosh. Anyways, there's been so much progress made, whether that be like civil rights or human rights or all these other things in this country, in the world, that are just very quickly being, we're just being sent back to days when any person who was not fitting under the box of white is just losing their rights. And it's really, really sad. But this also, our world that we are literally living, breathing, sleeping, waking up in, is dying because we are not taking care of it like we should. People say there's astronauts and there's people who study other planets are like, oh, we're trying to see if Mars is a habitable planet where we can, if all fails here, we can move over there. Yeah, so y'all are going to move over there and just ruin another planet. And y'all are just going to go down the line and ruin and ruin and ruin. When you have this planet here that provides everything we need to survive, yet we take it for granted and we mess it up. We mess it up and we ruin it. climate change is real. All of these things that are happening to our world are real. And if we do not take it seriously, and if we do not protect our planet, and we do not do the things that we need to do as human beings to preserve our world, we're doing it all wrong. So, yes, it's fun to live life and travel and do all these other things, but doing those things is a privilege, and we need to face the truth first and do what's right before we can have that privilege to travel or to enjoy life to the fullest. Because how are we supposed to enjoy life and go, go to the mountains if we are slowly killing those environments? Like, I keep getting videos of environments where animals are dying because the polar caps are melting, and like polar bears are, I see videos and they're like skinny and dehydrated, and they just look sad because we're killing their home. It's just, we need to keep it real and really see these issues that are happening and spread awareness and spread positivity and be hopeful that we can get through this. These next 4 years are going to be rough. Just saying the truth. They're going to be really rough. They're going to be tough for a lot of people. They're going to be tough for me. They're going to be tough for you. They're going to be tough for your neighbor. They're going to be tough for your friends, for your parents, for everybody. But things are not going to get better if we do not go out there and we do not make a change. Little things like going out and joining a peaceful protest, or speaking about issues, or posting, like I said, little things like that can make such a big and great change. I feel like I'm talking over and over the same thing, but I just want to really reiterate how important it is to stand up for each other, especially in these really crazy times, especially in these next 4 years. But yeah, that's about it for today's episode. I know I like completely switched up topics and switched up moods every single second, but I just wanted to really speak about those things in this episode. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed talking. I hope that we were able to spill our thoughts together. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I finally have a name. I don't think I clarified that at the beginning. I did say welcome to spill those thoughts, but I did decide on name. I think the name is amazing and it fits exactly what this episode is, what this podcast is all about. Just spilling our thoughts. I'm here to talk about the week, talk about all the things happening, and just debrief. But yeah, so I hope you guys enjoy this super much. I guess I will see y'all next time for the next episode of Spill Those Thoughts. Anyways, have a great day, have a great night, and I'll see y'all next time. Bye.